There are those who dispute about Allah. There are people who take a particular position without any knowledge. And one such person was Nadhr bin Harith, who was a very quarrelsome person, jagralu nature, that he claimed that the angels were Allah's daughters and that the Quran was Asatirul Awaleen, stories of the previous people, which contained fables about people of bygone times. He denied the day of Qiyamah and he rejected life after death. All of this is part of the fundamentals of Deen. There was nothing to back it up. He had no substantial backing for what he was saying. So Allah Rabbul Izzah deals with him by saying, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and of the people there are those, مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ, who dispute about Allah, بِغَيْرِ إِلْمٍ, without any knowledge, وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ, and they follow every rebellious shaitan. In other words, this person is such that no sooner a shaitan, be he from the jinn of the mankind, invites him towards himself, and he will follow. And such a person possesses such complete capabilities of going astray that if any shaitan just calls him with the slightest call, he is ready to respond and responds wholeheartedly to that. And therefore, he's gone so far astray. Allah says, Kutiba alayhi, about whom it is decreed, أَنَّوْ مَنْ تَوَلَّاهُ, that whoever befriends him, فَإِنَّهُ يُذِلُّهُ, that he will lead him astray and drive him to the punishment of Jahannam. So this is shaitan. That it is an established fact that whoever befriends and follows shaitan, shaitan takes him and drowns him with himself, and moreover leads him astray and does not leave him till he drives him to the fire of Jahannam. So this is part of the opening verses of Surah Hajj, verse number 3 and verse number 4, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah talks about one of the challenges that man has to deal with, and that is in the form of shaitan. Moving further now, the next verse, which is verse number 5, a lengthy verse which deals with the creation of man. Very interesting, and various aspects for us to ponder and reflect on. Allah Rabbul Izzah talks about man and says, O mankind, like Nadhr bin Harith had doubt in life after death. So a clear way of understanding life after death is to think about how Allah has created man for the first time. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, in kuntum fi raibim, that if you are still in doubt about the possibility of min al-ba'thi, of resurrection, then remember, Inna khalaqnakum min turabin, we created you from sand, from clay, your father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Thumma min nutfatin, and the rest of mankind from a drop of sperm. So this verse deals with the different stages through which the fetus passes through in its mother's womb before taking a human form. And there's a hadith on the subject, which is in Sahih al-Bukhari, which is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that human matter retains its original form in the womb of its mother for 40 days, after which it becomes a clot of blood, and after further development of a period of 40 days, it becomes a lump of flesh. Thereafter, an angel is sent by Allah, who breathes a soul into it and records four things. What are the four things? How long the person will live, how much sustenance the person will receive and consume in this world, and what type of acts the person will do. And finally, whether the person's will be a wretched sa'idun aw shaqiyun. So that is one narration. There's also another narration, very similar, by Abi Hatim and Ibn Jarir, on the authority of Abdullah bin Mas'ud also, which said that when the seed becomes a lump of flesh after passing through different stages, the angel responsible to watch the progress development, and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a question. And this comes further in the verse, that first man goes from being turab, which is sand, to nutfa, to a drop of sperm, thumma min alaqa, thereafter a clot of blood, thumma min mudgha, and thereafter a lump of flesh. And then the verse says, mukhallaqatin wa ghayri mukhallaqatin. Allah Rabbul Izzah states that some are perfectly shaped and others are deformed or miscarried. So that is the interpretation, meaning what is the explanation behind this is that at this stage, there's a question that is posed. As the angel is overseeing the development, and when the fetus reaches a certain stage, then it asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, Ya Rab mukhallaqa aw mukhayr mukhallaqa. That is whether it will be, this lump of flesh should be allowed to grow and become a human being. If Allah says yes, mukhallaqa, or if Allah says ghayr mukhallaqa, then the wound aborts the fetus and it does not reach the complete stages of its development and it doesn't come to life in this world. And on the other hand, if Allah says mukhallaqa, meaning into a creation, then the angel asks Allah whether it is to be a boy or a girl, wretched or fortunate, how long will it live, how long will it spend in this world and when it will die. And when this information is given by Allah, then it is then completed. So that is one way of looking at it. Another way is that at this very stage, the angel asked the question, mukhallaqa ghayra mukhallaqa. Mukhallaqa would mean that it is proportionate, normal, healthy baby. And ghayr mukhallaqa means that it is disproportionate or physically challenged or mentally challenged. Allah Rabbul Izzah decides and Allah shows His power in unique ways. And that is one of the ways that by creating the perfect pinnacle, which is mostly the case, Allah shows His power, and sometimes through a challenged child, through a child with special needs, Allah also shows His power in that particular manner. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ. And this is so that we may show you our power, our great power. وَنُقِرُ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And according to our will, we keep you in your mother's womb until an appointed time, when you are due to be born, which is usually 9 months. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. Thereafter, we remove you from your mother's womb as a child, after which you come of age. Now, what we are told in another narration of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the good deeds of a minor child are recorded in the account of the father or both his parents, but his evil deeds are not recorded, neither his parents' account nor his own account. And after he attains maturity, bulugh, then an account is opened for him, and the two angels who are attached to him are now commanded to write down. And when he reached the ages of 40 and he's still a Muslim, then Allah grants him immunity from 3 diseases, insanity, leprosy, and other similar diseases. And when he reaches the age of 50, Allah then eases and abates his record. At the age of 60, Allah creates in him the urge to turn his thoughts towards Allah. And at 70, all the inhabitants of the sky began to love this person. When he reaches the age of 80, Allah records his good deeds but ignores his lapses. And at the age of 90, Allah writes off all his sins and grants him permission to intercede on behalf of his relatives and also accepts his intercession. And he's then given the title Aminullah, Allah's trustee, or Asirullah fil ard, that is the prison of Allah on earth. Because at that age all his strength is gone, he loses interest in his surrounding and spends his life like a prisoner. And then we are told, and as the verse proceeds, that wa minkum man yutawaffa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are those of you whose soul we claim at the early age. So even with the current pandemic, you know, we say that, the person didn't get good treatment, that's why the person passed on. Or if only, you know, he had to take his alternate remedies, he shouldn't have been checked into the hospital, then things wouldn't have progressed. No, death has been ordained before you came into the world. Numerous ahadith that we had quoted for you just moments ago, which indicates that your death, however it is, whatever treatment, whether you went to hospital or you didn't go to hospital, whether you took treatment, which treatment is advisable, it is part of the sunnah, it is a recommended thing, but you know, that doesn't in any way change how long you're going to live in this world. So Allah says that there are those we take away at an early age, and there are those whom we allow them to reach the age of infirmity or senility, so that they لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ إِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, so that they know nothing after once possessing much knowledge. And with the diminishing of our physical faculties, our mental faculty also diminishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about that, that this is part of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep us all well. There are certain du'as that we need to read for the protection of reaching this age of infirmness.